leaving examination results, announcing improved performance and reduced absenteeism across both examinations compared to 2024. Minister of Education Douglas Yagarima said a total of 5,087,471 candidates registered for grade 7, representing an 8.17% increase from 2024, of which girls accounted for 52.76%, while boys made up 47.24%. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Siagalima said out of 5,087,471 registered candidates, 3,084,592 passed the examination, representing 71.36% of those who sat, while 1,054,373 candidates, representing 28.64%, failed the examination and will not proceed to Form 1. All successful candidates have been selected to Form 1 in 2026, giving a progression rate of 71.36%, said Mr. Siagalima. Mr. Siagalima further said out of the 3,003,674 candidates registered for the 2025 Grade 9 internal examination, representing a decrease of 0.59% from 2024, 2,006,357 candidates obtained certificates and have qualified to progress to grade 10. He said 72,321 candidates, representing 25.32%, obtained statements, while 6,956 candidates, representing 2.44%, failed the exam. Mr. Siagalima has attributed the improved results to the abolition of automatic progression and the implementation of competence-based education reforms. Meanwhile, Mr. Siagalima said no examination paper leakages were recorded for either examinations in 2025. The minister has confirmed that the processing of the two national examinations had been completed on time, allowing parents and guardians to prepare learners for the 2026 academic year. The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants has observed a slowdown in inflation, which declined to 11.9% in October 2025 from 16.7% recorded in December 2024, representing a 27.78% reduction over a 10-month period. Speaking at the organization's fourth quarter press briefing on national issues, Zika President Yande Mwenye attributed the downward trend to the sustained appreciation of the kwacha against major international currencies, reducing fuel prices, and the impact of a bumper maize harvest, noting that the improved harvest has led to lower prices for maize grain and maize meal. Zambia recorded a historic maize bumper harvest of 3.7 million tons, which is 2.4 times higher than the 2024 harvest of 1.5 million tons, said Ms. Mwenye. She further projected that inflation is expected to decline to 9.2% in 2026, moving closer to the lower end of the target range of 6% to 8% by 2027. Mrs. Mwenye emphasized that while this indicates a shift, the progress must be interpreted cautiously in light of rising food prices and energy insecurity, noting that these challenges require a coordinated response, blending fiscal discipline, climate adaptation, support to smallholder agriculture, and strategic food reserves. She noted that Zambia achieved a historic maize harvest of 3.7 million tons, more than double the 1.5 million tons. She further highlighted that the organization also observed illicit financial flows in the year 2024, mainly stemmed from tax evasion, smuggling of natural resources, as well as corruption and money laundering activities in the country, valued at $3.5 billion, mostly perpetrated by multinational enterprises. Mrs. Mwinyi has therefore called upon government to establish a task force under a relevant ministry such as the Ministry of Finance and National Planning to examine the matter and provide recommendations on the measures necessary to curb illicit financial flows. Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises Development, Elias Mubanga, has announced the cancellation of all pending empowerment loan applications submitted to the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission between 2021 and December 2025. Mr. Mubanga says the decision is aimed at promoting fairness, transparency, and efficiency in the loan application and beneficiary selection process going forward. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Mubanga also unveiled 24 CEEC loan products scheduled for rollout in 2026, which among them include a woman-only loan product known as the Azimai Loan, a reloaded marketeer booster loan operating under a cooperative model, the Presidential Irrigation System Sport Loan, fish manufacturing loans, and a loan facility for higher education, among others. Mr. Mubanga further reviewed that Parliament has approved unprecedented allocation of 515 million kwacha to CEEC for the 2026 budget year. This represents a 31% increase compared to the 392 million kwacha allocated and fully released by the Treasury in 2025, significantly boosting support to targeted citizens, cooperatives, and micro, small, and medium enterprises, said Mr. Mubanga.
I wish to inform the nation that to ensure fair, transparent, and effectiveness with the newly introduced 2026 Economic Empowerment Program, my ministry through Citizen Economic Empowerment Commission, we've cancelled all the pending applications up to 2025 December.
Meanwhile, CEEC Director General Charles Mongole expressed gratitude to the Ministry for introducing the empowerment program, noting that it has played a vital role in transforming lives. Mr. Mongole emphasized that the initiative has made a significant contribution to job creation and innovation, thereby helping to reduce poverty levels across the country.
Over 159 sustainable jobs have been created. And this year alone, Honourable Minister, the Commission recovered close to 93 million kwacha. Yes, Your Honour, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to therefore take this opportunity to express our profound appreciation to government. As a Commission, we are profoundly grateful to government.
The Declaration of Zambia as a Christian Nation Committee has appealed to citizens to set aside tribal and political differences and live responsibly in accordance with the country's Christian principles as Zambia commemorates 34 years since its declaration as a Christian nation. Zambia was officially declared a Christian nation on December 29, 1991 by late President Frederick Chiluba, a proclamation that affirmed Christianity as the foundation of the nation's moral and social life. Speaking at the Christian National Declaration commemoration held in Lusaka today, Committee Chief Chairperson Bishop Obeling Fuller stated that the declaration has evolved beyond a symbolic proclamation into a well-established national foundation, strengthened over time through sustained collaboration between the government and the church. The relationship between the church and the state is both unique and resilient. Despite existing challenges, Zambia has grown in its Christian identity, said Bishop Mfula. He said ongoing cooperation between church institutions and government has played a crucial role in safeguarding the declaration and shaping the nation's moral compass. Bishop Mfula also emphasized that being a Christian nation places heavy demands on leadership, calling for principled and value-based governance rooted in integrity and character.
Zambia was declared a Christian nation by the Second Republican President Dr.
moving on.